From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Melissa Mano reports in the Times Union that Representative Paul Tonko wants to contrast the previous Congress, run by his party, and the new Congress, now run by the Republicans. The Amsterdam Democrat said to reporters at his Albany office on July 14th, and I quote, "A powerful statement was made by the 117th Congress, and now, following that with the opening of the 118th, which to me seemed to surround itself with chaos and confusion and crisis, the stark contrast between the two sessions to date is very powerful," end quote. Tonko boasted that when his party ran things, they passed the American Rescue Plan, the CHIPS and the Science Act, and the Inflation Reduction Act. And Tonko bemoaned that Republicans are seating and putting on committees George Santos, who was elected on Long Island despite a mountain of lies. Tonko said, and I quote, "The trust between the representative and the representative's constituents is powerful and essential, and once that trust is eroded, I don't think you can serve in an effective capacity," end quote. So far, Republicans in the House of Representatives have passed a number of bills with no chance to pass in the Senate, still held by Democrats, or to be signed by President Joe Biden. Tonko, though, says the Democrats are focused on legislation that probably won't get anywhere in the Republican-controlled House. Tonko said House Democrats are working on a clean energy innovation economy, driving down the cost of health care, and making certain that, and I quote, "the path forward is one of progress for the American public and for the American business community," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Troy Record reports that New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation is reminding hunters this winter to protect New York's rabbits and hares. Specifically, the DEC wants fewer cases of rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus 2, a highly lethal and easily transmittable disease that impacts rabbits and hares. It is spread through direct contact between rabbits or contaminated materials, including hunting equipment, so cleaning up will help slow the spread of the disease. RHDV2 can survive freezing temperatures and remain contagious on surfaces for 3 months. It does not pose a risk to humans or other species. Hunters should avoid contact with domestic rabbits, wear disposable gloves when handling rabbit and hare carcasses, and properly dispose of rabbit carcasses in trash that's taken to a landfill or by burying deep enough to prevent scavenging. Disinfect all hunting gear after out-of-state travel with a 10% bleach solution. Dogs cannot get sick from RHDV2, but they can transmit the virus, so minimize contact between dogs and rabbit carcasses. Anyone should report sick rabbits and unusual rabbit mortalities to the DEC's Wildlife Program at 518-478-2203 or wildlife@dec.ny.gov. And you can read more about this story in the Troy Record. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that a chocolate milk expert has given his highest score to chocolate milk from End of the Lane Farm in Cornwallville in Greene County. Perry James reviewed 1,745 different chocolate milks from 52 counties, and he gave End of the Lane Farm's beverage a perfect 10 score. James wrote in his review, and I quote, "Among the strongest, most deeply indulgent cocoa flavors I've experienced in portable form. Each sip is like dark chocolate truffle, but with a very accessible viscosity and texture. There may be issues getting the cream to evenly disperse, but don't let this deter you from enjoying this gorgeous, dark, mature, endlessly chocolatey treat," end quote. End of the Lane Farm worked with Rob Handel of Rob Handel Catering on the flavor. The farm says, and I quote, "Rob was able to come up with a chocolate milk recipe that didn't require cornstarch, carrageenan, or any other artificial ingredients that is used in so many other chocolate milks," end quote. And you can read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.